Oh, just so proud of the guys. Just perseverance. That, you know, we miss layups, like easy layups and putbacks, and all those little things kind of add up, and then all of a sudden they get a three or an offensive rebound or cheap points, and you kind of think, oh, is it your night, or, you know, what's going on? But the perseverance of our team was unbelievable. You know, the bench guys come on, provided energy. Sean was huge down the end of providing energy and scored that 2 points to put us up. You know, and Damo was back to his best defensively. Anytime you hold Golding and Ware underneath their average, you've done a hell of a job, and I know Bryce did a great job too. Yeah, well, that's I think Jamil got injured with his hip, so Gus was getting some good looks in there, but I just thought we needed to stretch the court a little bit, and Sean had really good shots, just both rimmed out, and, you know, but then he was offensive rebound and got a steal at the end, so and he made two big foul shots. Yeah, no, he was real good, and that's the way we roll. If you've got it going at the end, you're going to stay. If the five guys on the court, you know, all bench guys, and they've got it going, I'm going to back them. And, you know, I'm proud of the guys. Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't talked to you, but he was kind of limping around, and he got a hip on one of those calls early that it wasn't a call, I don't think. And, it just didn't look good. And when he doesn't lose his – when he loses his athleticism and his agility – You know, we had to make that change.
He obviously came back on, so he's two.
No, I think he was riding the bike, so he's all right. It's nothing major. No, it was just, you know, like a cork, I think. But,
no. Chef, how pleased were you the way you defended that final position? Mm. And how hard was it, given that you wouldn't expect AC to miss both free throws?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, the second one we tapped it out. You know, I thought that was going in, but it was a good play by him, and that's by the rules. But, you know, to make it... a two-possession game is unfortunate, and next time you're back, Casey's shooting those again. He's done it all year, so you know, the resilience on the team, and that's led by Damo. It's to get up and don't take an easy step. I thought Bryce was fabulous with the on-ball defense on Ware, you know, and we know how good Matty is, and we were just, you know, we're lucky that the ball rimmed out twice for us.
Yeah, to be honest, I was pretty concerned with just making sure Goulding didn't get an open look. And then I turned around and I had a good look at the putback right at the end, and it looked like it was going to go in. But, you know, credit to the guys. You know, Bryce, we run so many offensive sets for him, and then we're asking him to guard their, you know, their point guard, who's their leading scorer. You know, it just takes so much out of an individual, but for him to stand up for I don't know how many minutes he played, 30-plus minutes to play both ends the way he did. First half, shots didn't drop for him, and Trev pulled him aside at halftime and said, just flush that first half. They're great looks, they're great decisions. Back yourself in the second half. And he's just been massive for us since we brought him in. And then we spoke about Sean as well. The confidence he instills in the group. And I thought that the minutes he played, the last 2 minutes of the first half, we built that lead from, you know, 2 to 7 or whatever it was. But just that intensity, that's the intensity we need to play with. And Sean instilled that in us in that little first burst he had, and then again in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that burst. I think he was plus 6 in that burst in 2 and a bit minutes. How important was that for you guys, sort of getting a bit of momentum going to
half? Yeah, I think it was an 8-zip run to get into the half to, you know, put the tails up. You know, I think we're 5 down. And you always want to go in half time with a little bit of, you know, a good step. You know, not dragging your tail, so to speak. So, yeah, that group at the end of the second was very valuable. And that's, I think Greg played well off the bench, and JK, you know, they did as best as what we could do. It was a tough physical game. That was a playoff game. It wasn't pretty, but it was two teams going at it. And, you know, it makes you tougher when you go through that experience. Well, I don't know, points-wise, probably not, but it was just the commitment, the guys that we didn't miss a beat. Damo came off, JK came straight on, and, you know, we're playing that intense defence, which is our staple. You know, we're playing a game against one of the top-scoring teams in the league, and we keep them under 80 points. It's, you know, it's a pretty good effort.
You said all week importance for the series. That's another one you've kind of locked away. Must feel really good that you've taken care of a few things already.
Yeah, that was a kind of double whammy. You know, you win the You win the series, so we're 3-0 up at the moment. We play them last game in Melbourne. So, you know, we know if we're level with them, we've got the advantage of that split. So it's a big, big, you know, win tonight to get that advantage against a team trying to make the playoffs. Yeah, it's just as long as he keeps his confidence up. You know, we have confidence in him. The whole team have confidence in him, and we want him to shoot those shots. And we see it at practice, he knocks them down. You know, he flushes all the time, and just at the moment they're not going. But look out when he does. He'll drop a 30, 40-point game here shortly because he's that explosive. He can get his shot off against anybody, and he's a great shot selection. You know, it wasn't like he was shooting bad shots. And if he was shooting bad shots, I'd say, hey, settle down, but they're coming out of the offense, and it's a predictable shot, and we certainly want him to keep doing that.
What did you make of it? It was a pretty big delay in the game, and the ref went to work out possession in the last 4 minutes. It seemed like about a minute and a half, 2 minutes before they worked out what was going on. Are you a fan of taking that amount of time if it's required, or did it impact on the game at all? What did you think of it?
Well, I have a long opinion about the referees, but they'll fine me for saying it. But look, that is, you know, that's the rules, and I'll be doing the same thing to ask for a review. So as long as they make the right decisions down the stretch, I'm happy. And, you know, they got to do what they got to do to do that.
I enjoyed the break, so that's well timed as far as I was concerned.
I was going to ask, are you back to 100% beyond doubt now? How is the body feeling?
Yeah, it took a while. I've been playing catch up a little bit, and in particular, the last 3 weekends we've had double headers. So, you know, we're tapering back at training, so we'll be fresh for games. But as a guy returning from injury, you know, I'm still playing a little bit of catch up cardio wise. But to be honest, that is the best I've felt since returning. Just physically, my agility and even jumping and little things like that go a long way to playing the style of game I want to. So it's nice to finally be back to feeling like myself. And that win was just one of the more special moments of the year, knowing how much was riding on it. Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, we've got a goal. Obviously, Adelaide have locked up minor premiership. We want to finish second. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it a hard way. You know, 4 games in the space of 10 days, a couple on the road. So it's an exciting time of the year. It's the reason you play the game. And I'll back the guys in to get the job done. But I'm just excited now to move on to next weekend.
Damon, just one more on Sean. We've seen, obviously, the fact his minutes have been reduced to 36 now and all the rest of it. What does it say about the professionalism of the guy be ready for a situation like that, stepping up so much tonight?
Yeah, there's a lot of coach commentators, and there's been a lot aimed in his direction this year, but what people don't see is the professionalism he brings to training every single day. He's making the younger guys better players, better athletes, and turning them into pros, and he's only getting judged for the few minutes he plays sporadically on game night. Tonight he was fantastic. But even on the sideline, when he's not playing, he's the first person to pull you aside and say, hey, look at this option, look at that, look at running at this. He's always in the game mentally, and it's just sometimes he doesn't get out there as for long as he's like. But he's always ready to go, and tonight was great to see. I think he equaled James Crawford's 371, if I'm correct. So he's an ultimate pro. I've learned a lot from Sean as an athlete, and I'm just proud of him with the performance he put in tonight, and it's well-deserved.
Can't believe you didn't ask about Damo's threes. 60% is the highest shooter on the court.
I don't sound so surprised.
Oh, well, I thought they'd come and ask about it.
Make some eventually.